Salcher Fair Association Board President Christina Abel says when she and the other eight new members of the board took over in late April, they soon realized they wouldn't be able to bring the fair back this year because of problems left over by the previous board.
There were bills that needed to be paid and back taxes, and all of that needed to be taken care of before we could think about a fair.
In addition to solving the fiscal issues, Abel says the all-new board members had to quickly learn the ropes while managing ongoing events at the fairgrounds, located about 30 miles south of Fairbanks off the Richardson Highway, like the concert last week sponsored by Salcher School, and soccer practice that's held twice weekly in one of the ball fields.
That's the point of the fairground, is to be there for the community and be a place that we can do activities like that.
The Fair Association also wasn't able to stage the event last year. Abel says she thinks that's largely because organizers went too far in trying to make the fair bigger with more rides and other such carnival-type attractions. She thinks that turned away a lot of folks who'd been showing up for the fair over the previous 35 years.
The Salcher Fair had gotten kind of away from the country fair atmosphere, and it was starting to get bigger, and we're kind of wanting to go back to more of the country fair type fair and let the Tanana Valley Fair have their big rides and all of that stuff. We want to be a little different.
Abel says the cost of the fair also was a factor. She says all those additional attractions required the Fair Association to hike the price of admission and tickets to take the rides and play the midway games.
The bigger the fair is, the more they have to charge for you to get in, the more you have to spend while you're in there because everything costs more money. And a lot of people stopped going because it was too expensive for them to take their families, and so then when they got in there, their kids weren't happy because they wanted to do all the things.
Abel says a few years ago, the board rescheduled the fair from late June to late July to accommodate all those new attractions, so the company that provides the Ferris wheel and all the other rides could work in the Salcher Fair before it goes to Delta Junction for the Deltana Fair in late July and to Fairbanks for the Tanana Valley Fair in early August. She says she and the other board members want to de-emphasize the carnival rides and make the Salcher event more like what she calls a country fair that would be held in August.
They used to have the Salcher Fair the end of August, and I think that's because of harvest. People were able to harvest their big vegetables and bring them in and show them off.
Agriculture is big in Salcher, and Abel says she thinks people would be more interested in a fair that offered more ag-related events, like the Deltana Fair, which she and her family often go to.
The tractor pull was our favorite, and the games that they let the kids play beforehand, that actually gave me some of the ideas for the 2016 fair, some of the games that I had out there for the kids to play. And
the Deltana Fair and Music Festival will, as usual, feature many agriculture-related events this year, including its first kids' rodeo, as well as the always popular local 4-H and Future Farmers of America's prize-winning livestock show. But the fair also will feature the annual Music Fest and a demolition derby, which was a big hit last year. And it'll also include a lot of carnival rides. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.